This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, if you are hearing, I think this is Steve Perry. I don't know if this is Steve or this is the guy who fills in for Steve now. But if you're hearing this right now, that is Journey. That means this is your cue to call. Phone lines are open. 713-572-4610. Caller number nine. Caller number nine. You will have a chance to win a four-pack of tickets to see Journey this year, Friday, March 14th at the Houston Rodeo. All you got to do is be caller number 9, 713-572-4610. As we got going earlier, said right here, this is right here, one of the Mount Rushmore. Get a big group of white folks together, and they're going to belt this out word for word. Others text in, Enter Sandman is on that list, someone said. Closing Time, we talked about. I thought Sweet Caroline and this were 1-2 on that list. But you could be enjoying yourself. Caller number 9. Tyler will take care of you. 713-572-4610. You go see Journey. If you are not able to win on this occasion, you will have a chance for the final time today in the 5 o'clock hour to win a pair, not a pair, four pack of tickets to see Journey coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. If you are not able to win right now, 713-572-4610, young Tyler will take care of you. All right. Clint, this thing just keeps getting worse for Nico Harrison. I know Nico Harrison didn't want the whole world to know his name. Last night, the only thing that saved Tyler Milner from not getting, I believe, destined for a straight sweep of missed bets, as he was, what was he, 1-for-5 last night, is Kyrie Irving, who played 9 minutes because he got injured with a left knee. They said a left knee sprain yesterday. But then this morning, Clint, it was declared a torn ACL, and he is out for the season. And it's not funny because it is just messed up. But this Nico Harrison has gotten, what has happened to him in just over 30 days is insane. This is the guy who made the trade for Luka to the Lakers to get Anthony Davis in and preached about, hey, we want to be a more defensive team and all this stuff to get rid of Luka. And Anthony Davis, 7 days after the trade, he comes back to play and suffers that injury to his adductor. And they said they're going to reevaluate that. Clint, he may be out for the year, is what the thought is, especially now. They already had injuries to Derek Lively, who had a right foot stress fracture, injury to Gafford within the same period, another one of their bigs who's been injured. By the way, on March 3rd, Dallas announced that they were raising season ticket prices. Mm.
Doesn't seem like there's...
All at the same time.
No, it doesn't seem like there's much reading the room, much common sense or ability to read the room here, awareness, if you will.
They're raising ticket prices, and then later on in that day, Kyrie Irving tears his ACL. And Clint, I don't know what else can happen. This thing. Also, a little side note: the Lakers were in the seventh spot the day of this trade. They now wake up in the two spot, and they are 17-4 in their last 21 games, and have only lost twice since Luka was traded there. It is just bad to worse.
Yeah, you know, it is. And as you're talking, I'm thinking, you know, it's pretty self-explanatory how bad this is. I mean, this general manager, really, he shouldn't have a job after he traded Luka. I mean, we are talking about, what is Luka, 25? We're talking about a 25-year-old top five player in the NBA that carried your ass to a finals last year, and you don't like the fact that he drinks and smokes a La Hookah, and so he didn't have the work ethic that you like, so you ship him to L.A. and give the Lakers their future, their pathway to championships for the next 10 years for you know, Anthony Davis, obviously. But, Ron, the more I think about it, I don't know that the injuries aren't saving his ass.
Because it'd be much worse if they were just losing.
If all these guys stayed healthy, and at the end of the year you could see, like, literally, like, right there, record wise, Luka, the impact of Luka going to the West Coast and them, the whole thing falling apart, and you can't lean into injuries and say, well, just be patient with me and see how this thing works out when we're all healthy and AD is full go and he's part of the team. So I don't know that these injuries aren't buying him a little bit of time.
Tyler, I don't think anything is helping.
I don't think there's anything out there that can help you after trading Luka, but clearly he survived that or he would have been fired the next day.
I mean, I'm not from the owner. The owner, they signed off, right? They were with it. I'm just talking about from the view of it, especially his fan base and how people view him. I don't know.
He can't be saved there.
I said this to you earlier, Tyler. I said this to both of you. I was talking to our boss, Parker, who has ties to Dallas. I said, man, he's got to be reaching in Dallas to the sport, to the fans.
Yeah.
He's got to be reaching Jack Easterby territory. The way that Houston fans.
Well, I bet it's worse.
That's what I said. You think it's worse? The way that Houston fans thought about Jack, I feel like Nico Harrison in the last 33 days may be on that level. And listen, we sat here through it. We remember Jack. Like, the Jack stuff ran into a lot of tough stuff, but it felt like Jack was involved in a lot of the tough stuff. And we would see what people would send in and text and every, like, Jack Easterby was
Little finger.
He was, I mean, that there was a real strong sports hate from the fan base to Jack Easterby. And I'm trying to remain generous by leaving the word sport on there.
I think it's when you talk about it earlier. Look, I think it's a great conversation because at first I'm like, nah. Look, I mean, that's you're talking about DeAndre Hopkins getting chipped up out of here. Ultimately,
is that the worst
that's where I'm going with it. No, I mean, Luka was obviously bigger than anything Jack did, but you can argue. Hell, I know Jack Easterby is a strong reason why J.J. Watt wanted out. He is a very, very, very big part of why Deshaun Watson wanted out. Now, nobody was talking about that because what happened?
You're talking about the Deshaun Watson.
This is before. Yeah, this is before. So when you talk about, like, Luka, it's like, yeah, I mean, Jack Easterby played a big role in why a 25-year-old, you know, all-pro quarterback that was appeared to be the franchise, the face of the franchise for the next 10 years, why that guy was demanding a trade as well. So, now Nick, I think, had a little bit to do with that, and the relationship Nick and Jack had a little bit to do with that. But so I think it's a lot more comparable than at first glimpse, you know?
Because the Luka thing is the worst, like, from the sports perspective is the worst thing. But I think both of them did things to just potentially drive the organization.
Torpedo the organization.
But yeah. I think Nico did it in a place of he really in his mind believed this was the course of action.
Well, I don't give a damn.
They're both ignorant.
One of them was trying to stay prayed about it and the other one is just ignorant. Like I don't care either way it goes. The difference here where I think Ron, the Dallas thing is significantly worse, especially when it comes to the fans. Man, you were in a finals 6 months ago, man.
So 9 months.
Exactly. Nine,
I mean, you, that's gotta, we were over here beating our chest. Bill was over here beating his chest about winning the division.
And you were down 24-0 to the
Chiefs, I mean, you think about the Dallas fan base, the Mavs fan base, man. They were in a finals with the next 10 years with Luka of, hey man, this guy can not only is he great, sure he's maybe a little out of shape from time to time, but we can literally, he can carry us to a finals. They went from that to watching him play in a Lakers uniform in less than 8 months. Yeah.
Going down.
This Nico Harrison thing is significantly worse because of where the fan base was when it happened. Like, I think Deshaun had the Texans fan base and had all of us in a good spot. But I mean, he wasn't repping in an AFC championship or in a Super Bowl.
Kick Rock says that with Jack Easterby was more than just sports hate. And I think there was some extra to that with Jack. But ultimately it was under his however much control he had, the organization was I think he got, you talked about saved, Nico. I think he got saved by, hey, what saved them and saved Jack is we thought, boy, this might be a long situation. And that he didn't get, you know, McCown in as the head coach, which seemed like was maybe destined. And instead of that, you know, they got him up out of here. And then D'Amico and CJ got here and spun things around quickly.
Yeah.
Like that was a big help. But if this would have been Josh McCown, which it seemed like they were trying to get to,
whoa. Well, yeah, look, I mean, let's be honest. Let's be honest, man. I mean, when it comes to this conversation right here and the Jack Easterby stuff, it was, you can't tell me that everybody turned a blind eye on Jack Easterby after all the crap he did for no reason. This was I don't know for sure, but there ain't no way in hell that D'Amico Ryans was coming here as long as Jack Easterby was in that building.
That's what the Whites used to do.
Oh, yeah. And they finally nipped it. Maybe somebody needs to nip Nico in the bud, too.
Yeah.
And it might happen.